ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org, has a website, and right at the top when the page comes up, there's a search box over to the right. So put in classes, radio clubs, and you will be able to find something and progress, as Don said. Okay, once again, I always want to make sure we're exhausted. If anyone has any further business for the net, please call me K2EIR. Nothing heard. Okay, so I extend my best... Oops. Tripping over my own tongue. I extend my best wishes to all of you, and invite you back next week for the BARA, that's Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, separate organizations, jointly sponsoring the technical net here. 73, K2EIR, we'll be closing the net, and I'm standing by for KD2FIG. Okay, Lewis, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much. I am right here standing by.
Okay, so in the beginning of the net, I mentioned, and I didn't get to say it again, but Gordon, who may be the founder of this net, I don't know the whole thing, but Gordon's our regular volunteer who has kept this net going and has added his personality and leadership to it, and is just simply away right now, and asked me to take over for him. Gordon has a Yahoo group known as the Comtech group. That's Comtechgroup, all one word, Comtech group on Yahoo. If you are not already a member, join. You have to probably send them an email or do something, and usually if you were available, and I don't know what his availability is because I know he's out of town, he usually responds within hours, but certainly within a day or two you should be admitted to the group, and you could post sort of an advertisement, if you will, for your needs for an operator, or to announce what you're doing for anyone who's interested and wants to listen in on the frequencies, etc. So that may help meet your needs as well as provide an adventure or whatever for those who want to participate. So once again, Comtech Group. How does that sound to you?
Actually, that sounds excellent. Thank you very much. I'm a right now person, so I'm taking care of that right now. I'm just gonna sit down on my iPad and subscribe to this, okay? And okay, and then as soon as he accepts me and goes through this, I'll post it up and give it to. I think a lot of people are gonna want to be interested in. I mean, want to do it and are interested in it. I'm gonna have to probably get selective and see who really wants to do it. So I don't know. Just want to do it right. I want to do it safe. And I don't know. I just I'm open to any type of ideas. This is gonna be the absolute first one that we do. So I'm open to any ideas that anything that people would think would not be right or would be perfect. Anything. So yeah. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot India Golf. Sorry I'm feeling a little slow today. It's just been a long day. I'm getting very tired. So, anyway, if anyone's still listening, have a great night. And thank you for a very good net. It was pretty full. So, a lot of questions, a lot of comments. Real good. So, thank you very much. KD2FIG. Over.
Roger. Well, there are a lot of good people who come here, and last week we had even more, and many weeks we have more, and they're very helpful people. I love it when it all works. Okay, I have got to get some sleep because I'm getting up a few hours extra early tomorrow, and it's going to be rough on me, so the sooner I get off the air and start relaxing, I don't know if I can fall asleep right away, but I'm sure going to try. 73 there, Lewis. KD2FIG, this is K2EIR. I'll be clear for a few moments and then I'll be shutting down the rig.
Roger that. I gotta take a break. This is my fun time. This is actually my break. This is what I do for fun, or for breaks. So I'm gonna take a break from having a break, or take a break from my fun, and go catch up around the apartment, around the house, and see if we can get anything done, and then I'll come back in an hour or two, and hopefully the one band I have going now, which is the 15 meters, opens up a little bit, and I can make some DX, and then, check around and repeat it, so I'll be on later on. Try to spread the news on that, get as many people involved as possible, so that's what I'm doing, and basically, you have a great night. Have a really good night. It's been nice talking with you, so have a really good night. KD2FIG, I'm going to sign out myself, 7-3. Everyone have a great night that can hear.
7-8-3, K2EIR.
I know with the Baofeng, sometimes you gotta press the PTT a little harder.
Once all the snow balls off, I really do have to invest in outdoor antenna.
Yeah, is this, how long have you been a ham operator?
Probably about 2 weeks. One of those things.
Well, welcome to the hobby. And this is one of the good frequencies that you should memorize. Really good group of guys out here, always very informative. And Thursday nights, you'll even find it's called a tech net, but it's really not a technical net. It's more of a gathering, and you could, you know, put your call out there and let everybody know if you have any questions or anything, and everybody will be glad to help you.
I gotta say, that is the truth. It's very cool that you ask a question and people really go out of their way to help you.
Well, you know, you made the first hurdle, you became an amateur, and with time, you'll figure out the antennas and all that. That'll all come. You know, you don't have to run out and buy $1,000 worth of equipment to get on air, as you know, by purchasing a relatively simple Baofeng. I have one over here. I also have TYT radios, and they all do the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I hope you're still not standing outside in this cold. Well, I know that you're having trouble getting into this one also, but you should go inside, grab yourself a cup of tea, and see if you can find a location in the house that'll easily get you into this repeater better. I use the extended range antennas on my HTs. You can pick them up on Amazon.com, relatively inexpensive, and they do work very well.
Okay, I will do my homework and see if I can come back with something a little better. This little handheld, I think I need a little bit more. I'm in a bit of a hole here. I think the antenna is 100% right. You're right at the money with that. And I'll come back hopefully in a few weeks with a better antenna and a better signal.
Yeah, I don't want to see you standing outside trying to make communication, you know. But like I said, Amazon.com, you just punch in your particular radio, and then it'll also give you options for extended range antennas. They work very well. Usually around 14 inches in length, and they have a center load on them. Like I said, I use one at work, and it does help quite a bit. 82 CWW.
Oh, Chris.
Matt, if you don't have a repeater list, if you go on QRZ, look up my call, you can get my email address. Send me a quick email, and I'll send you some information. And then you might be able to find a repeater that's easier to connect with from your area.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. I've used the repeater book, and I have the Wanaki repeater up on top.
Actually, that is a pretty good repeater. That's not too far from you.
I usually try like there's.
Well, if you want to go inside and try that repeater, I have it in my radio.
Okay,
Matt, I'm going to QSY over there and see if I can hear you. KD2CEWW.
UAW.
Yes, gentlemen, waiting for you on the 1467.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it.
No kidding. You're not getting into it.
Yeah, go there. I'll try and get there.
Then hand it over to the CBB station.
vacuum.
WB2PTB disconnected.
Okay, you want me to hand it over to CBV? That would be Todd out in East Village, New York. Yeah, I read some kind of a text in the bottom of the box there from somebody named Jeff. Call sign was NJ5R. I don't know if that's the one you're referring to, but he just like kind of blew the whistle or something over there, and I wasn't even talking. I was like on the side for like a good 30, 40 minutes or something, but you know, the people were talking. I don't know if it's the same guy you're talking about, but he's like, head blew off of his head over there. It was like Uncle Fester, you know. He blew up the light bulb or something. I don't know what to say. Anyway, I pass it over to Todd. Kitty 2 GNC passing it over to Kitty 2 CB Victor.
Connected WB2PTV.
Kitty 2 CB. Seems like we got that, I didn't get the whole call that he called back in. Welcome. It's like what I was trying to, I don't know how many of you heard it. It's like what I was trying to say to Louis. There are the laws, part 97, and then there's the amateur radio practices, which basically is like the moral or the social etiquette. And we're not really talking about a difference in personality. What you know, talking about is able to get in to say something. It has to be a little bit of courtesy involved with that. And I mentioned to Louis, you know, look, when someone unkeys and they hand it over to you, you go, one, two, and then that gives someone a chance to get their call, and you know they're there, and cool. And, you know, but then when you add in that goal link, now you need a longer time frame. So it adds some issues to it. And it's not always easy to know what works best. But the biggest problem is when somebody tries to say something to you that might help you operate better, at least engage in a dialogue with them. Don't ignore them. You know, maybe adopt half of what they say or something along those lines. And that's what's not happening sometimes. Never mind the childish QRM. Hey, let's see that TV guy who came in on that calling. Off to you, and then you can hand it off to KD2FIG. Go right ahead, sir. KD2CBB, work safe.
Were you handing it off to me? N2VHC is my call sign. Were you handing it off to me?
GFU. We're in a group.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, people have got short tempers. They're going crazy now. I mean, I just walked in there for the first time in I don't know how long, and I left, man. I know what you're saying, but people not giving. Well, it happens to me because I'm on Echolink, and, you know, during the TechNet here, they don't leave any time in between to get in, but I don't care, man. It's not a big deal, you know? And I can't expect them to afford time to think in that direction. You know, it's a whole different mode that's encroaching upon the RF mode now, and it's become very popular. But the funny thing is like, I don't, you know, bear any hard feelings for people that don't open that up, you know? But the thing is, I would never express that if I did. That's another thing. I would never express that if I did. And, you know, it's, you know, I would just go to another repeater or just turn it off. I have other things to do. You know, I can go surf the internet and have fun too. But it's funny when you see people lose their minds. And I know that NJ5R guy, that guy's funny too. And I don't mean funny, ha-ha. Funny in a different way. But it's like they lose their minds over this stuff. And it's like, man, I've been doing this for the... I don't know how long, man, like 20, 30 years, man. And I've only laughed when I got off the radio, especially at those kind of antics, you know. But I'm surprised it still goes on, you know. But anyway, Louis, since you're going to go, what do they call it, aeronautical mobile, you know, that's pretty interesting. And you're going to use the A7A57D, I'm curious of what kind of antenna you're thinking about using for the A57D. You were saying something about you're going to go on 40 meters and some other bands. I was curious about the antenna you're going to use on that. Back to you, Lewis, over there on Carteret.
WB2PTV disconnected.
Roger that. Just thought I'd let some time there in between. Somebody totally flips out. That's their own radio. I'm joking. I got the 857. I'd love to take it with me. I want to set up HF when I land. When we're in the air, it's going to be a real small, keep it simple thing, like with some dial fangs and connected to a dual band antenna that's tied to a strut, a left strut, and then it's going to be wired into the little bow fang, and then I have two bow fangs you want to have in the cockpit in the back, and headphones with the connect into those bow fangs where they can listen in without hearing the propeller's loud sound, because you need these big headphones, and I have headphones that just go right into the bow fangs for that, and then they can make a contact on the ground while I fly. And then when we land, then we'll set up the HF and do our thing. And then I'll head back and make more contacts on the way back. And hopefully we can get some dinner and have a beer or two and call it a night and look over our logs. And, someone's going to record it also. Whoa, I get long-winded when I talk to you, Ken. It's you. You bring it out of us. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to pass it over to Kaz. Go ahead, Kaz. You pick it up. Go ahead. Go.
KD2CBD in the group. I don't know if he's still connected. I tried to say hi to you like 3 times and I couldn't get in there. That's what we were talking about. That's what made it frustrating. We were talking earlier in the week with Greg out in Queens. I wanted to wave the antenna at you. And also, thank you. That's it. Aeronautical mobile. That's the term, Louis. You have to remember that. So, and then that NJ5R, I believe he's the repeater. I'm not dead certain. Kaz may know more about that. I think he knows, NJ5R, and I'm not that positive. So I'll throw it over to Kaz, and I can swing it around. I think there's another status, and round and round it goes. So over to KD2GS.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to figure out how to add this into my favorites, so won't let me, because it's coming up underneath the links. J Dish Lima, Montville, New Jersey. The right click, and I can't get it to my favorites list. And it's grayed out for the moment we do that. I don't know why. To make a long story short, I don't know what was going on here tonight. All I know, my girlfriend is over here watching TV, and I'm talking to her, and I don't have much time for the radio, and I was pretty much just sitting back, and, the guys out there, William, he's like, I don't want to talk to nobody anymore. Okay, I don't want to talk to nobody except Todd. All the rest of you flakes, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm going to forget about all of you. I don't know what he's talking about. Like 2 days ago, he's telling me, he wants to come to New Jersey. He'll come and visit me. I told him, I'll give him a place to stay over here so I don't have to use the hotel. I don't know. Some people, they have nervous breakdowns and things. They take it all too seriously. And, I've been around radio since I was a little teenager. For like 40 years, I've been around radios. But people all get bent out of shape. I don't know, man. I mean, my typical demeanor is somebody talks, they want to have a cue, so I'll stand by. I don't care if I'm just listening for half an hour or 2 hours. I don't even care. I'll just stay here sandbag and let everybody enjoy themselves until I'm called up to the microphone. But anyway, I'm going to bed, guys. And, Lewis, tomorrow drop me a landline. I'll talk about the airplane thing. I could be a camera guy or something, and they have an antenna that we can take for the, hold on, I got a break. All right. I don't know what the timeout is over here, because now I'm getting long-winded here, too. But I got a disco antenna right here. It's in the middle of my picnic table, and I've been tuning it up. So, you know, I got a portable antenna. It's not really portable. It's like a 55-inch whip. Got long legs. It's got like 8 elements on the radiators. I don't know if you want to borrow that. You know, you take that thing. I don't know. But take it apart and only take about 4 feet of space in the bag. Then the pipe. You know, probably want to bring a 12-foot pipe or something. I don't know.
And repeater. Repeater, timeout, clear.
KD2FIG, disconnected.
Sorry, I timed it out. Uh-oh.
Maybe you went to the library. You know, they have all kinds of interesting things in the library. They have a kitchen, refrigerator, a microwave. They even have a bathroom in the library. Probably went to the library.
What are you talking about, man? It sounds funny, but I'm not catching on.
Look, he didn't pick it up. He gave it back to the guy in East Village. I think he went to the library. You know, it could be in the refrigerator, the microwave, or the bathroom.
All right. They told me you were in the East Village. Now, were they messing with me or what, man? You know, I fell for the trap, man. I might live in Nebraska, but I'm not from Nebraska. It seems like I am from Nebraska. They told me you were in the East Village. Back to you.
I'm the guy on Berkshire Valley Road over here. This is Kaz, GD2GMC. The other guy in the East Village, that would be Todd. Tango Oscar Delta Delta. His call sign is KD2 Charlie Bravo Victor. We're passing it back to the East Village, but he didn't pick it up. So that's why I chimed in. Maybe he went to the library.
Okay, I got it now. I got it. I thought you were messing with me, man. What's going on? So, well, you see what I'm saying about people being upset with everything? I mean, they need to chill, you know, and then go collect stamps or something when you get upset. Some of them guys are just so bent out of shape. That's why I left that area, to be honest with you. Ogdensburg was okay. It was kind of laid back, but I had a long drive, you know, like 50 miles each way. But it was relaxing, you know, very relaxing. I used to drive down to, you know, Riverdale and down there behind Home Depot on I guess there was only a Home Depot back in those, and the Staples, and down by Wayne. There was a Department of Motor Vehicle right on Route 23. That's where I worked. And it was relaxing, you know, the drive. And then I got home and it was relaxing, you know, and then I really left the area, you know, completely. But now I see why those guys get so wound up, man. It's like that with driving. It's like that with shopping. It's like that with everything. But up in Sussex County, it's real laid back. Those guys need to make an adjustment down there in South Jersey. Back to you.
Hey, Roger that. And, I'm familiar with the Newark Pompton Turnpike, the 3rd 113th Mechanized Battalion, the National Guard over there. Battalion for a couple of years back in the 1985. The good old days. I remember that. Then I can't pick it to the arsenal. It's right across. I could go up my backyard, climb up the mountain, jump over the fence, like 1,000 feet away from the fence. Backyard will be on Berkshire Valley Road. Climb up the hill in my backyard, hop the fence, bingo. There I am. I'm in there. My government ID card, my pink card, you know, my reserve card, it expired, so but I really recommend doing some good. Put a repeater up on a mountain in my backyard over here. Yes, you own this repeater, but I'm kind of new to the EchoLink thing anyway. I had a little problem finding this thing, and it doesn't have an R on here. It comes up as an L as a link, and I don't know how I can add this to my favorites on the EchoLink. Is it possible I can put it in my... I got 47 repeaters in my favorites, but I can't add this one for some reason.
And they have another format, whatever it may be, but they have a Windows format, and that's what I look at, where it has a window on the left. Sounds like the same thing. You know, location, node types, alarms, new, favorites. Then we go over to the middle, and it has all the repeaters or links or whatever connections in the middle that are either your favorites or the ones that you're looking at the time. And then on the right, it has a text box where when you type in text in the bottom, it comes up on the top box there, and mine's showing my repeater right now with a little arrow next to it because that's the one that I'm activating and keying it up. Well, once you go off the repeater, search for K2FJ-L. K2FJ-L. It'll bring you to Montvale, New Jersey. And then when there's nobody on it, when you're not talking on it, right-click it, and it should say Save the Favorites when you're not using it. See, I'm going to try that right now. And it says... Maybe you already do it. My add to favorites is grayed out because I've added it to my favorites already. Maybe you just need to check. Not to say that you didn't already check, but they operated as a link, why I couldn't find it for a long time because this is a repeater I used to be on RF when I lived over there. Mine's listed as a repeater because I have a repeater here, and that's a repeater also, but for some reason he has it listed as a link, and that threw a lot of people off that I talked to, but that's how it goes. But try that. Maybe when you're not on it physically, you're actively using it, you can go over and right-click, because mine is grayed out because it is already in my favorites. Maybe yours is already, and you just didn't notice it in there somewhere. Back to you.
Yep, that's what happened. It was already in my favorites. Yes, I was here once or twice, and there was nobody home. And I think I added it a couple of months back, but it was Harvey. Guy in Parsippany, Harvey Klein, got the OEM repeater down there in Morristown, the WS2Q, probably know about Harvey, he does some kind of a thing there with the Morris County OEM, I don't know. So, when I first wired up this EchoLink thing that I'm kind of new to, I've only been using EchoLink for about 3 months now. Some of the local repeaters in here. I've got Newburgh, New York in here. That one comes up as a link. I've got Brigantine Island, Sayreville, Brooklyn, the RMX. I got Farmingville. Let me see here. But the Newark, New Jersey one, that one's pretty easy for Lewis to hit because he's down Carteret. I should do some RF over there so I know he could hit the Newark repeater. And Todd can hit it also from the East Village because we've been using the NGIT repeater, the K2FF, get away from the jammer, like the little escape thing. Back to you, Ken.
Oh, that sounds like a nice list. Okay, I'm glad we could solve that mystery also. Very good, very good. Hey, I'm looking here on, QRZ, and I see where you're at on QRZ. There's a map. No problem, right? I'm following Route 23. I did a lot of work. All that phone cable on Berkshire Valley Road, all that phone cable I put up, all the fiber optics I put up, that was my whole area up there. It's almost near the end of the district of New Jersey, or the actual end of the whole phone company right there. We handed off to Sprint United Telephone over there on Route 23. The Berkshire Valley Road is just about the end of our area for New Jersey Bell, or as it's called now, Verizon. But anyway, there was only four of us that were linemen up in your area. You know that, right? And I had a friend that lived up in Newfoundland. And I'm looking along Route 23, there's all kinds of stuff that was never there, like a Dunkin' Donuts and a Brew at Newfoundland here, where my friend used to live. My friend lives there. His name's George. He lives right in Newfoundland. He lives in such a weird place that he lives, you could see from the highway when you're going north, you could sort of see a star. It used to be a star on a mountain in the wintertime around Christmas. He would light it up, a big star with Christmas lights, on a tower on top of a mountain right past Newfoundland on the left side going north, on the left going north. And he, that was his ham radio antenna out there. He used to run cables about 500 feet from that mountain down to his house in Newfoundland. Do you know who this guy is? He lives right there in Newfoundland. Like, there's only one little street when you go into that town right there. And that's where he lives, on that one street, on about five houses down. Does it make any sense what I'm asking you about? And I remember Picatinny, they've exploded stuff there that shook my house in Ogdensburg, believe it or not. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. I bought the house back here in 1986. My house was built in 1970. The house is only 16 years old. I bought it from Mom. He said that there was a chandelier that fell off of the ceiling in my house over here. Because yeah, they used to blow off a lot of artillery right into the Rock Mountain there. Yeah, it's the artillery testing and proving. I couldn't believe it. But, they still blow stuff up on the weekends, like on Saturdays and Sundays. Now and then. Big boom
repeater. Repeater, timeout, clear.
Protestant, I guess, whatever you call them, priests, I don't know, come in, And it was just for 3 hours that he was getting cremated. That was his wishes.
Okay, where'd the ashes go?
What I understand, eventually they're going to be spread out in the ocean.
Okay, well, that's nice. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. Don't know where my final resting place is going to be. I don't know when you have to pick that out. I assume you have to pick it out before you die. My wife and I don't usually talk about that. All right, give me a minute. Just coming up at a mobile station. I'll be back. KD2BOR at 1LU, mobile.
KD2BOR. Kids yet at home, well, in school right now, but
I'm too late in my life to worry about that.
If you don't mind me getting personal, how come you don't move in with your girlfriend?
Never thought about it. Maybe someday. You know, she's still got her father at home, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can imagine. But that would be a nice gig. Give up your apartment, you'd be able to save that money. And help her with the house and stuff, the house bills and whatever. It's a nice location, nice looking house.
82BOR, there's only one problem with that. I'd be strictly HF in my car. Because you know her wishes on that house. No more outside antennas.
Yeah, we might be able to come up with something.
Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Man, I can't break this cold. It's been a real annoyance. Yeah, so when I got to Ryder, I was real early, so I just put the seat back and went to sleep in the car. But boy, I tell you, I had to go to the bathroom badly when, by the time Matthew called me, told me he was on the way back to the dorm. Oh, man, I tell you, that ride killed me. And then going back was no picnic either. We ended up having to stop. Where did we stop? Oh, yeah, on the Garden State Parkway, the last gas station. What the hell's going on up here? I see some lights near the exit that I get off at to go to the Deegan. I hope they don't have this ramp closed.
Yeah, I hope not either, for your sake.
Oh, man. No, it wasn't Bose. He was off to the shoulder. Had a hell of a sneezing spell just then. Oh, man. This should be fun when the dog gets there.
Maybe it won't bother you. That's for sure.
People that are behind me must think I'm drunk. I'm trying to blow my nose over here. I'm all over the freaking road.
Yeah, they haven't invented totally self-propelled, you know, self-driving cars yet.
No, I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. I'd feel awful uncomfortable sitting behind the steering wheel having the car drive itself. I'd be tempted to tap on the brake all the time.
That's why I never use my cruise control on my vehicle. Once in a while, I'll put it on just to make it work. I feel more comfortable controlling the whole car driving.
Yeah, I've got cruise in my car, too, and I very rarely use it. If it's a long trip, I'll use it just to be able to, you know, flex my legs a little bit. But, you know, it also depends on the traffic conditions, but I never use it to commute to work. Supposedly, you get better mileage when you use that. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know how much more better mileage you're going to get out of your car. You're doing okay now.
Matthew tried to get his car out of the snowbank. Couldn't do it yesterday. So I'll have to help him today. Although once the dog comes, there's not going to be a lot of free time, that's for sure. Don't want to leave the puppy alone too often and too long. Have to stay around and watch what he gets into. It'll be a learning experience for all of us, the dog and us.
N10UK2BOR. Well, I wouldn't go overboard with that, Charlie, because eventually you're going to have to get the dog trained that it's going to be by itself during the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll stay in the my son's bedroom. It's all set up. And, you know, then when I come home, first thing I'll do is take him out for a walk and then bring him back in the house and see what kind of mischief he's going to get into.
Look out. Hey, is your other son driving himself home this time?
No, he's not ready to do that. He's leaving the car down there, taking the train.
Yeah, I thought of that yesterday, and I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, but that is a hell of a ride. From D.C. taxi home, you know, it's 5 hours. Good 5 hours one way. But, I don't know, if I was a kid, I think I would have driven myself home just to have the independence of having the car up there with me. But it's his choice. He's got his own parking spot, so he'll just leave the car there.
Yeah, one of these days he's going to have to do it when he graduates. He's going to have no choice but have to drive that car home. N1LU, KD2, Bjork.
Yeah, but he'll probably do it with one of us in the car or one of us driving the car. You know, like how I got it down there. I drove it. He wanted to drive, but I know what it would have been like. It would have taken 6 hours to get down there. He's not a speed demon, which is a good thing. But we'll see what happens when we bring him home for the summer. Because obviously he will be bringing the car home.
Yeah, how's the snow basically gone by you?
Well, my yard, you know, back in front yard is still completely covered with, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches of snow. There's still quite a bit around. You know, the roads are all nice and clear. And a lot of the parking lots, the snow mounds are a lot less, but there's still quite a bit of snow around.
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of it's unbelievable. Now, like you said the other day, seeing that deer, I'm looking outside the shop up the street from me, and you're seeing the snow mound melt and all the dirt and garbage that's underneath them. It is unbelievable.
They were talking about Mastiff Queens, I think it is. I'm not sure where it was, but whereas the snow is melting, they're finding garbage, you know, garbage bags and garbage cans, I guess, that were never picked up by the sanitation department, and then they just got covered in snow, I guess, as the plows came by or whatever. Thank God it's cold out, or else that stuff would be nice and ripe.
I think that's where N2AIR lives, if I'm not mistaken, Greg. You ever showing the same thing up in Boston? I think I told you that the other day. The garbage was starting to appear.
Down here on the Deegan, I can't even tell that it had snowed. It just looks like a normal winter day. There's no sign of snow anywhere along the shoulder or anything. It's all gone.
Not to change the subject, have you ever seen in your life or heard of a Kenwood CM-255D? There's a 2-meter all-mode 25-watt radio.
The D doesn't ring a bell. TM-255, I thought that was a 45-watt radio. Looks a little bit like the Kenwood TS-50, I think. I think it came out around the same time as that radio. TS-50, TS-60, and then 2 meters was the TM-255.
I'll have to look it up. This one's coming out of Japan. Looks like a real clean radio. Boy, they want big bucks for it, too.
Yeah, even used, they asked for a lot of money for those radios. I think around $400 on the used market.
This one's $472 plus $68 shipping. Well, it's coming from Japan, but I don't know, what are they sending to buy an airplane?
It seems a bit steep for shipping, although it is, you know, international. It's not a big radio, from what I understand. Never seen one up close.
Yeah, this must be in the American market. They're listing it as a 255A. So the D must be the one that's for Japan, because the 255A is 40 watts on high.
Right, that's what I thought it was. Now, is that a new radio? I mean, is it new or is it a used radio?
Used.
Well, a used radio from Japan, that's weird.
Yeah, you don't see that too many times. It also, for that era, it took a different tone board compared to, like, the 2550s and that, all mode like N2RCP's got. This one takes a TSU-8 tone unit.